Winston City Council, February 12th, 2024, 7 p.m.
Cunningham,
here.
Councilor Anderson,
here.
Councilor Hobson,
here.
And I am here as well. Adjustments to the agenda? Mr. Bauer, thank you. Consent agenda, need to an approval of the minutes of January 22nd.
I so move.
A motion, looking for a second?
I second.
A motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Comments from the audience? Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda is welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Will you please state your name and address for the record? Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The Council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to approach the Council? Seeing none, thank you very much. Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Mr. Bell, you're up.
Thank you. I'm Robert Bell. I'm from 880 Dyke Road in Dillard. Really, there's not a whole lot to report. The library's doing quite well. And we have a problem in the sense that we are trying to hire another director. We're losing our directors at a furious pace. However, we're doing fine. It's a good time of the year to lose our director. We're not in the middle of all of our routines. So I'm taking over for the director as this status, and other parts of the volunteers are taking over those. And we're searching for the director. You have a report that talks about how many books we're checking out and how everything's going. And also on the agenda, as an agenda item, I ask about surplusing some equipment that's been sitting around there for several years, 10 or more. It's old equipment from a lab that that you all had, the city had, a long time ago. And they just got sort of taken and shoved in cabinets because they were old at the time. I mean, you were talking about XP as the, And so, yeah, they were several iterations behind. And the people weren't using the lab because the computers were so slow they couldn't do the internet. So you sort of shut down that lab, and we've been using it as a room, and we could use the space to store stuff that now these surplus items are taking up. And in the report, I think I mentioned keyboards and mice and that kind of stuff. And so I'd appreciate your consideration about surplusing that stuff. And if you have to do it, as Mark, I suppose you will know exactly what to do about it. But if you just have to give us permission to surplus it, we'll just take it to Staples and turn it in to be recycled. So however works.
Do you have a rodent issue? You said mice you want to get rid of?
There weren't any rats, just the mice.
Just the mice? Yeah. They're a little bit easier to deal with.
Yeah, okay. And we put in a trap and we got most of them.
Good, good. Mr. Barr, do we have to do something special to get rid of it? Can the library have a garage sale?
Yeah, once council has taken their action on this thing, you know, typically what we would try to do is sell it, give it away to someone else, another nonprofit that can use it, or recycle it either via the landfill or other means. So that's the way that process works. And for this stuff, I think most of it we're finding either people to give it away to, or not this one. Yeah, we have no takers on this stuff. This is all that old computer lab stuff.
This is stuff you grind up, melt, turn into gold and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mercury, maybe. Some of that other chemical. Staples.
So a different kind of lab from here, it looks like.
Staples does have a viable recycling program for electronic equipment.
Bob, by chance, you mentioned that one of them, your computers, HXP?
Yeah, they all had XP on them.
Okay, do you happen to have any XP software?
They can't really be updated. I mean,
not my question, really.
Oh, okay.
I have an XP program, and I don't have the software for it.
You have a computer.
And I got a computer with an XP on it, but I don't have the XP software. I was wondering if you had software that maybe I could purchase.
We have the software packages that they originally came on because we didn't have anything to do with those computers originally.
Okay. Probably no keys or anything.
It was built.
Huh?
It was part of the community center when it was built. It was all computers donated for the lab for the students to be able to use. There was no programs with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the date of the computer equipment would lend itself to the period of time when most of these companies were including software in their
The crank phone?
Yeah.
Well, Bob, I also have Windows 95.
Oh, you really do?
I might have that one.
Until just a couple of years ago, we had Windows 97 Windows 7 as the library. And now we're way up like 11, I think.
Well,
yeah. So the library has 4 computers that available to the public that are fast, and you know anybody that needs anything printed or find it or use it for internet stuff.
You know, if I may make a suggestion, when you have your book sales, why not put it out with the book sales?
Well, I think like Mark said. That the only the only way that you as a city can give that away is to give it to another nonprofit, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you have to determine that there's no value in it. Yeah. Okay, so the nonprofit is first in line. Then once it's recycling after that, so it's recycling to. Give it away, throw it away, take it to a recycling vendor. I mean, you're just trying to get rid of it at that point. So it's just like City Hall employees and council members are not eligible, unfortunately. But everybody else would be wide open.
See my wife.
Okay, well, we would be happy to help in whatever way you want to get rid of it. However,
we'll help you.
I guess we're just asking. Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, we'll help things.
Any more questions for Mr. Bell? You have anything else you have to offer, sir?
Pardon me?
You have anything else you have to offer today?
No.
Perfect.
Anybody? Just one thing, Mr. Bell, and I really want to appreciate all the work you've done for the library.
Yes, very true.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, right from the get-go, because, you know, we did a lot of work together. I never forgot that.
And there are some really good volunteers that have stuck with us, and board members, and really kept the place going. And I'm really very proud of that, you know, that we as a community did a library with volunteers. Yippee.
That's pretty cool. Thank you. Do we have to make a motion to turn that stuff loose, or is that just...
There's a resolution.
Oh, there's a resolution here? Okay. Yeah. I'm not keeping up. Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Department reports. Public Works, Mr. Howell is not amongst us tonight. Mr. McIntosh, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. Just one thing to bring to your attention in addition to the department report. There's one Senate bill that's going through the session right now that we've been keeping a close, watchful eye on. It's Senate Bill 1537. If you elect to do your own research. Essentially, a work session has been set up in the House for that prior to the ending of the state session on March 10th. And the governor is pushing this bill in a significant regard. It would basically earmark $500 million for housing strategies. Within that bill, it would allow cities, under certain parameters, to do a one-time UGB expansion or urban growth boundary expansion. If you're below 25,000 in population, it would allow up to 75 acres. And this expansion option would be away from the normal process. Go ahead.
Would this be in addition to anything we could recover by turning the safari away from the out of our UGB?
It's an isolated option unto itself. So if we're talking about a UGB swap, where we're taking some land in and others up, then that would be a normal process. We would be going through the normal criteria points. This is a get out of jail free. You can expand up to 75 acres if you have the consent of all the property owners you're expanding into and take the funding. It would also require you to earmark 30% of any zoned residential land anticipated for affordable housing. That would have to pass the HUD affordability criteria. So that's a significant bill, and it's kind of the crown jewel right now of what the governor is trying to push. And they have until March 10th. It's anticipated that it probably will go through based on the communication that's coming out. So just want to let the council know that we're keeping... It may or may not be a good option for the city to explore. One thing that may prohibit it being a viable option is you need consent of all the property owners that you're adjusting into. And the area to the west that's looking like a prime candidate for us to execute that adjustment, we might not be able to accomplish that.
Would that be done with an annexation?
Well, you can only annex areas inside your urban growth boundary. You can't. So we would have to address the urban growth boundary situation first.
That's a conundrum. Mm.
Yeah, but it typically just means we would go through with the normal expansion process. You can take land out of an expansion process, so we would likely just go through the normal quasi-judicial amendment and look at where to expand. When it's germane to do something.
Any questions for Mr. McIntosh?
Just one. Have you heard anything new about the, I believe it's Medford, it's in a lawsuit concerning homeless?
Grants Pass? Grants Pass and Boise, Idaho.
Okay, have you heard anything more about the Grants Pass one?
What we understand, the national level is accepted to hear that case. And they're on the purview this summer of doing so. They're going to hear oral arguments probably in March.
Okay.
I'm talking the Supreme Court. That's the next step beyond the Ninth Circuit. And there's been 27 cities or more that have now consolidated with Grants Pass with the issue. And the LOC's not doing much. They filed an amicus brief, which is basically we want you to clarify how to do this. But that's been snail pace because that's how the high courts operate. It's very slow going. But that's one we're keeping an eye on.
Thank you. Well.
Your Honor, if I may.
Please.
There's an update on the Medford bill that came, or the Medford case, I should say, that where the court has agreed with the city of Medford's time, place, and manner ordinance. The difference being that Medford also has transitional and other housing available, where Grants Pass doesn't. So that's the difference between those two cases. So it'd be kind of like us in Roseburg. Roseburg has it, we don't. So that's where it hinges currently. That's all I've got.
Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. McIntosh? Thank you. Mr. Bauer.
Thank you, Your Honor, and members of council and members of the audience. And one additional bill that we're following right now has to do with the law enforcement world, and it's the redefining of what a supervisor is. And right now, the bill would take sergeants off the list of being defined as a supervisor, which is our primary function and the primary function of most police departments. The bill started out, I think it was focused on mental and correction facility employees, and then somehow I got the language low-level police officers, which included up to and including sergeants, for whatever reason, which would really kind of throw a hiccup in our current.
You know, I have a question on that, because we have how many sergeants?
Two.
What exactly, and I meant to call Brandon, I wanted to know what exactly the duties were for a small city to have two.
Okay. The two primary functions without the chief here, I'll let him do the details on this at a later time, but he has an administrative sergeant that focuses on all of the paperwork that's required, evidence, basically the general operation outside of patrol, and the second sergeant oversees the patrol operation. Now, they both also have a function during the day as far as they become the officer in charge in the event that there's a car chase or something like that going on, where we have officers involved in some ongoing police function. You got a police sergeant who's calling the ball, basically, on that. So
they're also daily patrol, too, aren't they?
Yeah, that's one of them is primarily just for patrol and dealing with scheduling and dealing with all the patrol officers. And they switch. They go back and forth. They do it for a certain period of time, and then the other one does it for a certain period of time. So, but I let the chief go into more details on it.
And the other question I wanted to know a little further about the car that burned up, do we have, I assume, which, that they did have fire extinguishers with them in the, and they still couldn't put it out?
Yeah, no, that fire, as I understand it, was an explosion-initiated fire. So basically the size of the engine, however the spark happened when they turned the ignition off, it sparked it and there was gas fumes or something in the engine compartment, blew out both sides of the motor and just immediately engulfed the car. So their initial firefighting activities and following was to stop it from getting into the woods. So,
wasn't there also ammunition involved?
There, I don't know, well, it probably was at some point when that, because that's the car, the heat of that car fire is intense.
Because I have one in mind and it is for gas. And it's the all one, so if there was a fire at my car, I would take that out. And that's
right.
What I was wondering, and I thought, well, maybe they didn't have the right kind of extinguisher. I didn't know.
No, they have the right kind. It's just, it just, the thing evolved so fast, there was nothing they could do about it. Because it was actually the county officer that approached our car and turned it off, and it exploded. So his car was behind ours. The first thing, his first reaction to that was to get his car moved.
Yeah.
Or it caught them. So, and then the one in front. So, by the time they got around to that, they just were, at that point, it was keep it from burning the woods down.
I was just wondering, because I thought that they would have one, but with three extinguishers, each car had one, they still.
It was too fast, too much.
Explosion.
I know, but you can still do something. At least I could.
No, you would run is what you would do.
I
got to experience a fully engulfed car fire personally going over the mountain one afternoon. Up on top, the car was fully engulfed. When I pulled up, the guy was standing outside of it. It was bubbling paint on my car. It was so hot.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Because you've got grease
and
gas.
He wanted to know if I had a fire extinguisher, and I said, yeah, but I don't think it will help. So, anyway,
I never heard the whole story, so I was going to ask him tonight, because that was one of my notes that I had.
Sure.
There's a movie coming out.
make a good one. Okay, so continuing on, I just want to talk about my last 5 months with the city and what I'm focusing on these 5 months. The first one is the law enforcement officer's contract that we're in the middle of right now. Pretty well been through and done all of the comparables analysis part of the. So now it's sitting down with the officers and looking at what their ask is, showing them where we're at in relation to their comparables and what costs are associated with that ask. So as soon as we sit down and meet, I will add it to a negotiation or to an executive session to the council so we can sit down and talk to you.
So with the Senate bill that they're proposing, are they just asking for like a title change for the supervisors? So would that like affect the contract amount, do you think?
Well, what would happen? Okay, so in our case, and let's just say they took sergeants out.
Yeah.
Said, okay, they passed that bill. The easy fix would be to exchange them for sergeants to lieutenants, but then they're going to expect more money.
That's right.
At that time. So, yes, it would definitely impact our contract.
When you talk about sergeant, we're talking about the three stripers, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, because some of the larger police and state police have like staff sergeants, etc. You know, they got a rocker panel. Is that all included, all ranks of the sergeants?
As far as we know right now, they just said sergeant, so they haven't defined it any farther than that, so we don't know. Hmm.
And this contract that you're working on, is that June? Is that the renewal?
Yes, it renews at the end of June.
June,
yeah.
Okay.
So we should be fully in front of that.
Are the sergeants part of the union?
No, they're not.
So do we deal with them separately then?
Yes, we deal with them. They're non-union, so we deal with them individually.
So we have private contracts with them?
We have a set of steps for them laid out just like we do for the police officers. Typically, non-union gets whatever COLA comes out of the union activity. So that's how COLAs are established. Right now, we have the Public Works Union decertifying. So they're going through the process right now to decertify. I think we're in the final week, or if it's not already over, the 2 week, yeah, there's a 2 week
Friday will be the final day
review period for them to make their final decision. Then they'll meet, have a vote, and then we'll go from there. What will happen at that point is if they vote themselves out of the union, essentially, they're no longer unionized. So we'll make a few changes to the employee manual to incorporate a couple of things out of their contract, and then they'll be non-union just like the administrators. So that's where we're at with that one right now too. So we've got the loan documents that we'll get through. One of them tonight, you're approving the $100,000 one for the system plan. And then we're waiting on the $4 million one to come so we can get through that one and get that going. The other thing that will happen potentially when that process concludes, it may allow you then to reassess your federal money that we set aside for some other projects instead of the siphon, since it will be fully funded.
What's the balance on that, please, Mr. Bauer?
It's right around $500,000, I want to say, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay.
So I would think that you're going to want to take a look at what those dollars might otherwise be spent for. Of course, the 24-25 budget, and then we have a new ethics training I've got a final, the ethics report by Friday, which is just getting the names, everybody's name and numbers all accurate in there, which it should be right now. But and then after that, we're going to be setting up some trainings because they want us to go through some training.
So who's going to be included in said ethics training?
That will be all of our committee member, all of our committee members, of course, the council, URA.
Okay.
So
they're assuming a lot, aren't they?
All of our boards and commission members will be part of that. So, yeah, looking forward to some more interesting training.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Any more good news for us?
Yeah, that's it.
Where are we with the siphon?
The siphon, we're waiting on loan documents. We can't do anything until we have our loan documents. I mean, the process, the final design and everything is being concluded now, but primarily we're just waiting for those loan documents so we can start.
So we got everything lined up that we're supposed to, or just waiting for the report?
Well, Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Please.
Just Friday, we did get, we've had our surveyor working on legal descriptions for the easements we're going to need. And there are a number of them, right? So that got finished, and we're having it double-checked by our city attorney because of how tedious the situation is there. But we've got those, and they're ready, and we're going to try to package them up and have them as complete as possible prior to approaching. Those will be important conversations with the property owners, of course. We're pretty deep into design still. There's a little bit more there to go. In addition to that, our other engineer out of Salem is finishing up the floodway analysis.
Okay.
So we have that, as well as PBS is finishing up the wetland work. So we have a lot of peripheral studies that are essentially underway that we need to have in place, prior to. And then, of course, what the boss mentioned, the funding package is going to be the most important.
The last one I forgot to talk about was the rate study.
That's my next question.
We're in the middle of that as well right now. We should have something for you at your next meeting to start talking about.
Perfect.
That's the hope.
There's always unknown hoops that you have to jump through at the last time.
Yeah, right.
Is the permitting process pretty much taken care of for that?
At the state level, yes. And the Corps of Engineers have bought off. We need DSL.
Bought off or signed off?
Both.
Okay.
Synonymous there, Mayor. We need DSL to give us concurrence with the wetland work. We need the county to give us concurrence for the floodway work. The properties in their jurisdiction, and they carry out their own floodplain ordinance. So there's some outliers there that we need to get, and then working through a DEQ process will be fun and extravagant. So,
well, your definition of fun far different than mine.
That's riveting, Mayor. I don't know what you mean.
Riveting is right.
Too much.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
No.
Anything else? Any questions? Okay. Seeing no old business, new business, we're going to set some council workshop dates. Do you want to talk about that, please, Mr. McIntosh?
Sure. Just briefly, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. As you know, there's a couple boards, commissions, committees that don't currently have a liaison. We felt it may be important to recommend a date, maybe your prior to your March 4th. Regular council meeting, 6 p.m. or 6:30, depending on how long it'll take, probably an hour, hopefully not that long. This will be a good opportunity to maybe go through the responsibilities of our boards, commissions, committees, our liaisons. Also, you'll need to make the decision if you want to keep your current liaison assignments in place and assign traffic and safety and economic development. Or sometimes councils will go through a process in this regard, just releasing and reassigning the body of the council. So we're recommending March 4th to maybe take a look at that in a workshop capacity.
Any questions? Any problem with March 4th? Up and down? Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, what time?
6 or 6:30?
Six.
1800.
Okay. Get more onion rings that day, maybe.
Hopefully.
Okay. Anything else? Resolution number 24-1118, supplemental budget. By title only, please, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone. Resolution number 24-1118, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adopting a supplemental budget for the City of Winston for the 2023-2024 fiscal year and making appropriations.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Mr. McIntosh, staff report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, members of the audience. So the resolution that you see before you is to essentially pave the way for our DEQ loan agreement that we have processed and been approved for. So essentially your Schedule A that's attached is showing where the $100,000 would go. It's of course going into capital. It's going to receive its own line item. So it's going in the capital outlay area. So we're essentially going from capital outlay amount of $1,232,458 to $1,332,458 for a total amount of $3,144,474 to $3,244,474. So it's essentially adding that in.
Now that is forgivable, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I'm going to talk a little. We have a subsequent resolution for the loan agreement, and I'm going to kind of break that down a little so it makes sense how that works.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. Any questions from council? Comments from the audience? Okay, seeking a motion to approve Resolution 24-1118.
I make a motion that we take on Resolution 24-1118.
Thank you. Looking for a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Motion carries. Resolution number 24-1119, the DEQ loan for wastewater master plan. By title only, please, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 24-1119, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into a clean water state revolving fund, CWSRF, loan agreement number R97794 for the completion of a wastewater master plan.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Mr. McIntosh, staff report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council and the audience. This loan package or grant package we put together and filed, and of course we were approved. The way that it's orchestrated is just a little tricky, so I want to go through a couple of things on how it works. I talked to DEQ at length. We wanted to make sure we understood and that this was a good option for us. So essentially, DEQ does not have grant agreements. They only have loan agreements. And when you look at this resolution and this loan agreement, you're going to see a 30-year loan with a 0.94% interest rate, those types of things. Essentially, what happens is our engineer invoices us a certain amount. We don't pay it. We invoice DEQ. They write it off as they pay it, and we get the money and pay it, so there's no financial pitfall or detriment to our process. But for whatever reason, they don't have grant agreement. That's essentially what this is, because we'll go all the way up to $100,000 having it written off and being fully forgiven in that regard. The wastewater master plan,
go ahead. Excuse me, and that's covered on page 4, item K, for your anyone reading interest.
So, the wastewater master plan that we currently have is from late 2015-16, and it does not necessarily encapsulate the situation that we see before us today. We have a significant amount of additional data. We have an engineering group that can probably put something together a little more concise that will suit our needs, and it'll run directly in concert with our sewer rate study and help glean more information on that. So those two are really in tandem, and we're were really in need, particularly with the capital improvement portion that you typically see projects like that show up on the wastewater master plan. So this will be a significant plan that we really need. It will take some additional funding that we'll have to budget for field work. The entire $100,000 plus an additional $34,000 that's been quoted by our engineer. Again, the additional funding is mainly for the field work. So recommend approval of the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. Question. Mr. Bauer mentioned earlier that there's a $500,000 pool laying out there. We do want to save that for projects, or do we want to use some of that money for funding some of these issues?
So the ARPA funding.
Yeah. Is the ARPA funding flexible enough to use?
Well, go ahead.
It clearly can be used for any sewer project.
Okay.
So this would fit under the ARPA work. But yes, this would be like one of the projects that you may want to look at.
That would be a good idea. We definitely need that updated.
Isn't there a deadline of 2025 or 2024 on that funding?
I'm thinking it's 25, but I'm not sure. But we are coming. There is a date that we have to complete by. So
there was a very stringent criteria on what you can use for when it was event.
Right. Remember that.
In the beginning when it was rolled out. So we earmarked it for our siphon. The lion's share of it was for our siphon. But we also used it for a community center roof and some IT work. Well, then later, the criteria expanded, and you can essentially use it for a litany of city functions. So now that we have a funding package secured for the siphon, we have to kind of regroup and figure out how to allocate, or the council has to figure out how to allocate that.
Is it also possible to maybe, since we have those sewer problems on the one side of town here, could that money be applied to that sewer, to that particular one?
Any sewer.
Because $500,000, you know, that would be a significant amount of money that we could maybe do some more sewer work with.
There's no shortage of proposals coming out of public works.
there's a whole bunch.
But you know, because that's up in the critical category.
Well, that may be what we want to hold on to that for, is the emergency fund, because I see a bunch of that coming.
Yeah.
I think we're lucky this year we've not seen any of that yet.
We're gonna have to either expend it or give it back. So
we don't give it back.
They won't allow us to just keep it as a
backup.
We have to hear.
Well, I meant for this year. I mean.
Oh yeah. And so we'll get the projects laid out for it.
We need to.
Yeah, sure. Our sewer reserves they exceed about $2.4 million, so we do have that. I mean, once it's gone, it's gone. But for this funding,
are all the loans paid back to the sewer department?
That completes this year. The only other loan out there was the police cars from 10 years ago or longer. But yeah, that pays off this year. $36,000, I think. Final payment.
And then we got one more police car coming up.
And we've got a police car ordered, and we need another one ordered in July.
Yeah.
But right now, there's a 90-day turnaround on them. So.
Which is far better than it was, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
It was a year.
It was 3 years ago.
Gosh, I couldn't believe that. Okay. So, no more questions on the wastewater master plan?
I have one.
Okay, Alan?
So, that $100,000, basically, we are just a kind of a pass-through. From the EQ to our engineer, which is kind of a pass-through.
It's an in and out, and that's how it will work in the budget. It will just be $100,000 in revenues, and then the same in the expenditures.
Okay,
seeking a motion then to approve Resolution 24-1119, a DEQ loan for the wastewater master plan.
I will so move.
Have a motion, looking for a second?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Resolution number 24-1120, property surplus. Read by title only, please, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 24-1120, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council declaring as surplus equipment from the Winston Public Library described as assorted computer equipment.
Thank you, Ms. Hardy. Mr. McIntosh, you have a staff report.
Yes, Your Honor, members of the council. Mr. Bell would like to free up his cabinet space in regards to old antiquated equipment, which is very understandable. Ms. Knudsen mentioned, it was equipped in the computer lab. It no longer has any value for the city, is essentially what we're recommending. It may have some value to someone, we're recommending that you allow the library and the city go through that process. If it's determined that there isn't any value, then Staples is a viable vendor for recycling the electronic equipment.
Any questions for Mr. McIntosh? Anyone in the audience have any questions? Okay, seeking a motion to approve resolution.
Resolution number
24-1120. I have a motion, looking for a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Upcoming agenda items. Anything you got coming for us, guys? Seeing none. Non-agenda items from council?
Just one question, basically. Where do we stand on getting a student representative from the high school?
So, Your Honor, if I may, the request has been put in to Kim Kellison, the superintendent of the school district, a couple of times. When it was originally put in, Casey O'Toole was the government educator over there, the teacher. That position has now changed to a gentleman that we actually have a pretty good rapport with, Sean Clark. So now we're trying to re-engage those conversations to see if we can't get a placement.
Yeah, something else we'd like to maybe think about working on is actually having a council meeting at the school so they can see how efficient we are or aren't. I know we've talked about it in the past. And
Are you willing to do one during the school day?
Certainly. I am. I don't know about the rest of these people, but...
Because our best chance of getting students to actually come and sit down and listen to it...
I think we can do that. We can maybe get a commissioner or maybe one of the state representatives or to kick a little spiel in there, too. I think it'd be a wise thing to do. I don't think a lot of people, basically, at the school understand what happens here.
I'm sure you're right. I don't know how much civics they're teaching anymore, but...
Well, I'm tired of secret meetings. We need to have more public participation, and that's one way to do it, I think.
What kind of meetings?
Well, you guys are great. I appreciate you coming and participating, but we need more.
Sure.
We're not a star chamber.
So, let's see what we can do about that, maybe. Please.
Okay.
Anything else? Good of the order. Check copies are in your packet on your computer. Claims in excess of $500. Announcements. Economic development, February 14th at noon, City Hall. President's Day the 19th. City offices will be closed. And City Council March 4th. I forgot to mention another important day, February 20th, the mayor's birthday. And you can be self-serving in this position. City Council, March 4th, executive session, gentlemen.
There is a planning commission meeting also on the 21st.
Planning commission on the 21st?
And no executive session, Your Honor.
And no executive session. Thank you very much.
Gotcha.
I can say that because this year I'm leaving on the 19th. I'll be gone for a week. Nope, I won't. I'll be here to kick around.
I got a package from Marty. And it had a long dog leash on it. Okay. It has one of these things you put your cell phone in or electronic. It's totally worshiping from any bacteria.
Meeting adjourned 7:45.